This is KUNM. I'm Marisa DeMarco. Reports of sexual assault and misconduct at the University of New Mexico have been on the rise since the school entered into an agreement with the U.S. Department of Justice, according to recent crime statistics. As KUNM's Taylor Velasquez reports, university officials say that's because UNM has shown students that the school has a fair and consistent process. But advocates say not so fast.
Reports of rape from UNM staff, students, and faculty both on campus and off campus went up by 37% from 2016 to 2018. That's according to UNM's recent crime statistics. Domestic violence reports went up by 31%, and reports of stalking are almost up by that much, too.
While we're seeing numbers go up with the Me Too movement and all of these other kind of national events that have been happening to gain attention, more people are coming forward and being comfortable talking about that.
Angela Katina is the Title IX coordinator at UNM's Office of Equal Opportunity, or OEO, which receives complaints about sexual assault and harassment.
I've absolutely seen that as a huge culture change on our campus.
It's not as taboo to talk about sexual assault or harassment as it was 5 years ago, Katina says. And there's been an increase in reporting of sexual misconduct here and across the nation. In 2016, the DOJ criticized how UNM handles reports of sexual assault and harassment. The agency's report found survivors' experiences were often discounted or they were intimidated into not filing complaints. University officials have been working to make the reporting process effective and timely so that survivors are not re-victimized when they come forward. Katina says that's why reporting has gone up. It's something UNM has taken seriously.
We've really been able to kind of tighten up what our process looks like and conclude investigations in a more timely manner.
There are more people working at OEO than ever before, Katina says.
We are really well equipped at this point to be able to handle the increase. We're all kind of just riding this very new wave of looking at sexual misconduct in colleges and universities.
Reporting sexual assault and harassment can be daunting for many survivors, but Nasha Torres, UNM's Dean of Students, says the Lobo Respect Advocacy Center has done trainings for over 39,000 students in recent years to teach the importance of consent, healthy relationships, and campus resources.
The more people become aware of what their rights are and what their options are if they are a survivor of rape, that it seems reasonable to me that we'd also see an increase in reporting.
If a survivor makes a report to the police or OEO, it will go through the appropriate channels, Torres says. But sometimes that's not always the best way to heal for survivors.
So if you have your heart set on a certain outcome, it's hard to, there's no guarantees. But the university and the criminal justice system, I think both, take it very seriously and are here to support you through that process.
The fundamental thing about sexual violence is it's a really excruciatingly painful experience of being out of control.
Claire Harwell is the Community Justice Project Coordinator at the New Mexico Coalition of Sexual Assault Programs.
So if you set your heart on that particular outcome for which you have no control, it is a setup for you.
Harwell, who's a lawyer and represents some survivors, says there are parts of the reporting process where survivors have little power, so they need to think about what their goals are. The university has taken the DOJ recommendation seriously, Harwell says, but she'd like to see the agreement extended to address OEO's ability to handle the large numbers of reports and UNM's party culture.
I think that once a school has a culture, it is a longitudinal project to change that culture. So I am confident that there's more work to be done around what I'm going to call high-risk environments.
But there's a lot up in the air about what UNM will have to do to comply with federal law, because it's changing. The Trump administration implemented interim Title IX rules that Harwell says provide fewer protection for survivors and more for people who've been accused of sexual misconduct. She doesn't know what the final rule will look like. For KUNM, I'm Taylor Velasquez.